Big kia ora, hello, and welcome to Luke from Body Insight joins us again. Morning, Luke.
Good morning. Good to be back.
This is Luke's keeping me in check. I'm doing a 60-day body transformation through these guys. We did the scans. We all jumped on. We found out how terrible what shape we were in. We got it was kind of like a reality check for a lot of us. And then six-pack Bjorn will be revealed. It's like
We're about halfway.
They talk about when Michelangelo was carving David out of marble.
Yeah,
and he looked. They said, "How did you see that and know what to do?" He said, "No, I'm not carving him. I'm just releasing him from the marble."
Yeah,
he's
sure.
Already
he
in there.
Already in there.
He's already in there, and I'm just revealing him, and that's me. I've got a six-pack.
You're releasing Bjorn from the marbled fat.
Yes, the marbleization of my stomach. So yeah, things have been going well. I've been Josh last week. There was a lot of food around. It was a minefield here at work last week. How do you think I went, Josh, on the healthy choices last week?
I was pretty impressed. I've been impressed with you a lot of the time, not just last week, but ever since we've started. I have obviously worked with Bjorn quite closely, Luke, and I've continued to drink fizzy drinks in front of him unashamedly or eat white bread, muffins, anything I see I
pies,
consume.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've sort of I haven't been sensitive about that at all, and I've been very impressed. He hasn't I haven't seen you cheat once.
I feel like you must be doing that intentionally, because I thought you were indirectly doing the challenge too.
Yeah, but Josh has actually got a different goal. Here's another, and this is just a side topic to bring up. Josh is trying to bulk up, right, because he wants to be bigger for rugby. And so he's doing the weights and that kind of stuff, and he seems to just be trying to eat anything that he can see. Is that a good idea, or should he be trying to, like, when you're just trying to get extra calories to put on weight? And I know Josh is like, well, I don't want to eat everything, because then what if I just put on fat and I don't put on any muscle? What should he try and eat heaps of, or should he just try and eat heaps of anything?
Well, I think eating the healthier option is always the better option for the long-term health. But in the short term, you can do things like carbing up before your intense workouts, just so your body has that fuel to get a bit better of a workout and to recover better. So things like kumara, things that are full of healthy, starchy carbs, but not fizzy drinks, man.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, I get you. So you're saying have a pasta party? I know those are big with runners.
A pasta party.
I used to do that in high school. Old school preparation for game time.
Yeah, it's like sort of, it's an old school, like you have a pasta party the night before you do a marathon or a half marathon.
Oh, so carb up. Yeah, I see.
We did it an hour before. That's like super old.
Running around holding your stomach like, oh, exactly. I don't feel good. That ravioli's coming back.
It's expanding.
So things have been going well with me. I've been trying to, I'm drinking the water. I've stayed off all most things. A bit of a disaster on Friday night. There was just it just all fell apart. I blacked out there for a while. I don't know what happened.
I thought it'd be Labor Week and they got you, but it wasn't.
No, I tried. See, it's always the when you think you're going to be okay and then it surprises you out of nowhere. No, there was just food and all kinds of stuff available and I indulged. But other than that, it's been pretty good. Weight has... Oh, so I've been doing it about 3 weeks now. I think this is the third week I've been doing it. Weight was going down, and then I'm at 97 this morning, but last Monday I was about 96 and a half.
Yeah, the dreaded plateau.
Is that a common thing?
Well, I mean, everyone's going to hit a plateau eventually, and usually the formula is, oh, if I've stopped losing weight, I need to eat less and exercise more.
That's what I've been thinking. I was like, how can I up my times I can go to the gym or start running again after dinner? Or
yeah, I actually had a client who lost 45 kgs in 6 months, so it was massive weight loss.
Wow.
And he lost most of his weight not during the times we were kicking butt in the gym. It was more along the lines of, hey, you've hit a plateau, so now let's rest and recover. So it was sleep 8-9 hours a day, do daily walks, just daily light movement, and it was about the rest and recovery. And then he wouldn't come back to me until he hit a plateau again. And he would have longer periods of resting and recovery than he was actually intense training. So
do less and achieve more.
Well, sleep is a big one. People neglect that, right? So we just, I'm sure for you right now, it's really hard with the.
Yeah, the young son is doing it. Oh, well, maybe coming up, you can give us a bit of a run through, because I know this is quite a thing that you're quite passionate about, yeah. You know, the health and wellness side of it, of, yeah. You know, getting your mind in the right place and the
Absolutely.
Sleep. Maybe you can try and assess how I can get a better sleep and better sleep going on.
Yeah, that could be really helpful for a lot of people, actually.
One thing I've noticed, though, even though the weight seems to have stalled a little bit, and we're about to start talking about what happens if you hit a plateau, which apparently quite common, I have noticed, like, I've gone down, like, a belt loop or two.
Nice.
Almost, and, like, clothes fitting more loose, and yeah, I feel really good. Even though the weight seems to have stopped, I feel like maybe the composition
you're
is
shrinking.
Changing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're exercising more, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing all the training and stuff, yeah. too.
That feels better, I think, when you feel the results rather than just seeing a number. When you see the, like you said.
It's a bit annoying, though, because I've got this real good pair of jeans that were fitting great. Now they're a bit looser. And I'm like, man, if I keep losing weight, I'm going to have to throw these away. Or I'm going to be that guy who's got the belt done up real tight and it kind of like goes in. It is, you know, someone's wearing pants way too big for themselves, like a clown.
Still, it's kind of like a statement piece, isn't it? You're like, you know, like this classic Subway ad where he holds his pants out and they're so much bigger than what he was.
Oh, someone can stand in one leg of the jean yeah. they used to wear their whole body. Yeah, well, I don't know if I'll quite get to that point. But,
that'll be a good problem to have when we get there.
So we were saying just before that maybe I've hit a tiny bit of a plateau in the actual weight loss. I've lost a few kilos already. So what do you do when that kind of happens?
I think it's important to assess maybe you don't need to add more work and more stress on the body, and it's about, you know, resting and recovering, and sleep is probably the best way to help your body rest and recover. Because when you exercise, it's another stress on the body. You don't burn fat and build muscle when you work out. You, in essence, you injure it. So then when you go to sleep, your body burns fat and builds muscle.
So the right. The recovery is where the actual good stuff happens. I have actually been going real hard, like in terms of we've been doing all this yard work at our house. We're concreting, and then I've been like digging big holes for trees out after work, and you know, it's like kind of, and then I'm going to the gym and running, and now I'm playing touch rugby too. So I have been kind of really slamming it.
Yeah, and then how's your sleep?
Well, I've got a 7-month-old son, yeah. So it's not the best. So what do you do for sleep, and what do you recommend for people, and especially people who find it hard to sleep sometimes?
I'm one of those people with a mind that's constantly going.
Okay, right.
Especially at night. So the first thing I have to do is disconnect from screens and from my cell phone, social media, emails especially. So I just put my phone on flight mode. And I don't turn it on again until the morning.
That actually is
a good idea.
That is good, because if you get into bed and your phone's in the room and then you hear it vibrate or something, yeah. I am still like, it can't be that important. But then I'm like, oh, but I better just...
Yeah.
Even if I've been in bed for like 20 minutes, I'm like, oh, just quickly exactly. get it, lean it, turn it on. Ah, nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, that craving, that curiosity gets the best of you. It's like it's an automatic trigger in your brain to go check your phone. So I just get rid of that.
Yeah, putting on flight mode's a good idea.
Hey, Luke, I think we've actually got someone on the line who wants to ask you a bit of a question, if you don't mind. Simon, good morning.
Morning, Bjorn. How's it going, guys? Or Josh, it's hard to tell on the car phone.
Yeah, fair enough. We're both here.
It's both of us, and it's one of us at the same time.
Simon, what do you want to ask Luke?
I am in the complete opposite deal to you. I managed to lose about 14 kilos, which ended up kind of being too much of a weight loss. So now to build up muscle and stuff, I'm trying to put weight back on, and I'm just loading in the food, but I used to be 70-something, and I sit between 65 and 68, and I'm struggling to keep the weight on. I kind of just sit, and I've plateaued at this point where I'm toning up, and I'm getting a definition, but I'm not getting, you know, any bulk anymore. It's just I've stopped. It's frustrating.
Okay. Any tips there, Luke, I guess we sort of touched on that a little bit earlier, putting on some muscle?
Well, now you can start looking at the style of training. There's certain styles of training. If you're a CrossFit athlete and you continue to do CrossFit, you'll end up with a CrossFit physique. If you look at other powerlifting or you look at other bodybuilding sports, if you look at that sport and you look at the sort of the average body that's associated or the stereotypical body that's associated with that sport, then that's what you're probably going to be building towards. So maybe assess what the people that you admire, like what they're doing, and then see if that sort of training style will work for you.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, running is running, but I mean, yes. If you look at marathon runners compared to sprinters.
Yeah, you're going to see a massive difference in lean mass.
Yeah, sure, or marathon runners versus rugby players. Okay, Simon, I hope that helped for you this morning. Good, and again, great question there, too.
Yeah, we didn't even ask for questions, but that's great. I don't think it's good. I mean, we put Luke on the spot, but
thanks.
I think it's good. Just so back to the sleep a little bit. What is a good... for you would say for most people like a manageable sleep routine, because it's good to have something that almost triggers you every, like if you do the same thing every night, right?
Yeah, well, the first thing is, like I said, get away from the screen, get away from the thing that's making your mind go and go and go. And then after that, maybe just taking a 10 or 15 minute sort of stretch or read or meditation. For me, meditation is big because I sit there for 15 minutes, close my eyes, I just focus on my breath, and I literally open my eyes and I'm already like groggy and I just crawl into my bed and I just go to sleep. It's like this, it's this weird transition for me. And all it is just focusing on my breath, focusing on my breathing. And it allows me to sort of calm my mind and transition into that sort of sleep state.
And I guess it helps you to probably let go of a lot of stuff. Like if you're focusing on your breathing and on kind of yourself and where you are rather than everything else that can go on in your head and stuff that you know, work stuff. And
yeah, and it probably helps that I'm away from the screen for a good 20 minutes, you know? So it's a nice transition. But for you, you've got a kid, and there's probably a lot of listeners that are getting woken up either by children or just from their own habitual sort of interrupted sleep patterns. The worst thing to do is sort of freak out about it and think that, oh no, now I'm going to be tired tomorrow. Oh no, now I'm going to be groggy. And you sort of start making it worse by like making yourself suffer for it.
And you keep checking the time and then you're like, oh no, it's 1. Yeah. No, come on. Oh, it's 1:30. Yeah. I can't go to sleep. What do I do?
Yeah, it's almost like taking an attitude of like, you know what? I woke up. It's fine. And then just being calm and accepting of it and trying not to overreact, because it's the overreaction that makes us tired and groggy and like, really, really worse off in terms of sleep the next day, not just the waking up aspect of it.
Yeah, I get like real stressed over it. Yeah, it gets late and you're just like, oh no, I'm only going to have 5-6 hours tonight. And then you almost just write yourself off. You know, like, I'm definitely going to be really tired tomorrow. And then inevitably you are.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Alrighty. Well, so my takeaway from this week then is I need to try and rest a lot more and try and get the recovery rather than do the mahi.
Yeah, because you're doing all the hard yards now.
Yeah.
So now let's see what happens if we allow your body to rest, recover, sleep, and see if your body will just naturally start burning that fat. Plus, what does your body use for fuel when it sleeps?
Fat.
Exactly.
Okay, good. We got it right.
Luke, thank you so much for joining us again. Really appreciate it, mate. Thank you for coming in. Luke is from Body Insight. Google that if you want to check him out.